Wisconsin health officials have told the federal government they want enough Tamiflu to cover 25% of the state's population. That's the amount recommended by the Centers for Disease Control. There's no sign the deadly bird virus has spread from other continents. Wisconsin continues to test those who've traveled to countries where the H5N1 virus has spread from birds to humans. Stephanie Marquis is a spokeswoman with the State Department of Health and Family Services.
We've been testing individuals. We've tested more than 30, and all of them have been negative.
Wisconsin and other states which want dibs on the government stockpile of Tamiflu will have to pay a portion of the bill. Wisconsin lawmakers have yet to approve money, and there's a concern by one national group, Trust for America's Health, that some cash-strapped states won't follow through with the money. Another concern is timely delivery of the antiviral medicine, something noted by the Congressional Budget Office as a possible wild card. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.